wonder what we do in word of choir practice, let me tell you what we do. This is just an example. If you look at the chorus of Stand Up for Jesus, you notice that it starts off by saying, stand up for Jesus. And after that is actually a rest. So what we would talk about in choir practices, okay, everybody, remember that you go, stand up for Jesus. And everybody, including the piano, goes, rest. And you carry on. So as you're saying this, see if you can find the places where there should be the official melodic rest. So we're going to sing verses 1 and 2. And on that note, we're going to have Brother Jerry Moore after the hymn ask a prayer upon our service together.
Opportunity we have to gather together and sing praises, glorify and honor your name. We thank you for the privilege of knowing your plans and purposes, for letting us have a share in them. And we are especially grateful for the gift of you, your Son, and made it all possible. We ask that you will be with us now, bless our endeavors. We strive to serve you, uplift one another, come before you, praise your name. We ask you to continue to guide and direct our course and overrule our prayers. Grant us the lessons and experiences we need. We ask your forgiveness for our many sins and shortcomings. Pray for your guidance and strength to overcome to reduce the temptations that beset us daily. We long for your glorious kingdom to come, and all know your goodness and mercy, and all of your creation glorify and honor your name, and all sing your praises. And we ask you to watch over your children the world over, through trials and testings that you would only order. We ask all these favors, and we give you our thanks for Jesus. Dear and precious.
Thank you, brother. You sounded great. That was a great praise. While we're getting ourselves together, we would invite the brethren who have offered to sing a praise to us to come up. That's our choir. So if the choir would like to come up and get yourself situated on the stage, that would be great. Oh, hold on. Psalms 89, a book we like reading. Let me read for you some scriptures from Psalms 89, starting with verse 1. I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever to all generations. I will make known thy faithfulness with my mouth. Don't we endeavor to do that? And the heavens will praise the wonders of the Lord. Verse 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of thy throne, Father. Loving kindness and truth go before thee. How blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. O Lord, they walk in the light of thy countenance. A little observance today, and it was one of those, as Obi reminded me 2 years ago, that was the wow factor or the wow moment. Just sitting, minding my own business today, and on the screen was a scripture, and it said, many are called, and few are chosen. But the way that it was on the screen, it kind of looked all alone. So on this side it said, many are called, so group one, and few are chosen, group two. And I never kind of looked at it like that before, not that we're supposed to put them in groups, but what it tells me is that we strive. We strive to support one another to achieve, to be the few chosen. And it's a hard road, and it explains why some of our brethren get pushed so hard in trials. The Lord is looking for the faithful, because think of the things that are going to be turned over to the faithful. It's quite a responsibility. There's a lot to do. And we're grateful for this opportunity. There's nothing that we offer that's good, but the invitation that we've been given is an outstanding thing. We praise that invitation. One of the songs we'd like to share with you this evening is a song called He'll Understand and Say Well Done. And when you listen to these words, this is what we pray each of us, each of you will hear at the end of our course, at your course. He'll understand and say well done.
Thank you. In today's testimony meeting, we were given a glimpse of some of the trials. I want to describe them today as the jaw-dropping trials that our brethren go through. And after I heard Sister Margie's testimony, I had no intention of testifying today. And I was so motivated to get up and say, we're with you. We go through this. As a body, we go through all these experiences together, tests of faith. And every place we turn, there's the Wile E. Coyote, there's the adversary, always looking. And it's amazing to hear us say similar things, whether it's in testimony or one-on-one conversation. You know, at some point I did this, I did that, I prayed, and yes, it felt like something fled. Satan fled the scene, at least for the moment, and we have these periods of rest. We're grateful for that. The next song we'd like to share with you and sing praises to our Father is called Stand By Me. And the words are quite amazing and comforting. The ones that stand out to us are, when the storms of life are raging, stand by me, Father. When the world is tossing me like a ship upon the sea. Doesn't that happen to you? It happens to me. When I do the best I can and my friends misunderstand, it happens. So we'd like to sing this in praise to our Father. Stand by me.
Thank you.
So I think I mentioned earlier on today that I was visiting with Brother Jerry Moore last night. And it was 11:30 p.m. and it was time for bed. Jerry said, let's go to bed. So Tammy went to bed and Jerry and I kept talking, and then it was 12, and then it was 12:30, and then it was 1, and we're exhausted, and we're getting a little silly, but it's a real blessing because you get to exchange the honesty of your walk with the Lord one-on-one with somebody, and sometimes you need some humor, and sometimes you need some levity. One of the things I was sharing with Jerry is that what the Lord felt that I needed in my walk for my development was good education on how to deal with the world. And I deal with the public in mass quantities every day. That's my job. I shake way too many hands. I have to be a real PR man. And so that's what I do. But with the wisdom that the Lord has taught me, now sometimes I think to myself when I'm meeting somebody for the first time, oh, hi, how are you? And you can see what they're up to because the Lord has given me wisdom to see what they're up to. And I say to myself, oh, you're here to stab me in the back. Well, that's the lineup over on this side. Okay. And this is what I was telling Jerry last night. Oh, you're here to steal from me. That's this line over here. Oh, and you're here to slander me. Yes, that's behind you. In fact, you'll have to take a number. So this is what we talk about when it's too late at night and it's one-on-one. And then when we sober ourselves up from these thoughts, we want to bring integrity and praise to the Heavenly Father. And one song that really brings me to focus is I Come to Thee. And not necessarily just the words, but the melody. The melody seems to be one where you want to walk towards a meadow to be with the Father, to be with our Master. So enjoy I Come to Thee as we praise our Father. Thank you. And then Jerry and I stayed up till 3:30. No, just kidding. Just kidding. We did go to bed. You know, if you have ever experienced the overwhelming trials, and sometimes it could be earlier on in your walk with the Lord, but sometimes it's the trials that put the scripture in perspective. You know, don't be afraid of the fiery trials that come upon you. So, for me, one of the things that brought calm and comfort to myself is when I was being completely overwhelmed, and what I felt was being completely assailed by the devil, I realized the importance of hymns. Because you can't always quote scriptures to yourself, but you know, as you're walking down the street, as you're walking home, as you're walking here or there, you can sing that hymn to yourself. And one that reminds me of those types of times, we're going to sing next for you, and it's called Take the Name of Jesus, or Take the Precious Name of Jesus, or it's called Precious Name. And for me, like I said, kind of like walking down the road, walking in service to the Lord, or just walking when I walk in the narrow road. On one particular occasion, where for me the experiences seemed overwhelming, a couple of sisters reminded me of something. And they said, think of this, Arthur. They said, remember that at times the trials can feel like a hurricane is upon you. And the sisters said, look at the winds will rip and tear apart at this fleshly body, but in the center of the hurricane is the new creature. And that new creature is calm, the sun is shining on it, and that is what's kept calm, safe, and precious. So don't worry about the experiences that are going on around you. The Lord has an eye on it, He is watching you, and He has tailored these for you. So just think of the eye of the storm and your innards, your inner man, that new man will become. Some of the lines of the next hymn we like to sing in praise says things like, trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God will lead us to that blessed promised land. And is that not the truth? The hymn is called By and By. Philippians 2:13-14. For it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. You can bring pleasure to the creator of the universe by being obedient and following in his son's footsteps. That is a humbling thing. That is an amazing thing. You can bring the creator of the universe pleasure. Verse 14 says, do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That's right, my friend. You get in this lineup to do that to me, and you get in this lineup. Look at it. It's been all done to all of us. But you appear as lights in the world. And when you think about the majesty and the direction in our lives, we do say how great thou art.
Sings my song.
to our Lord and Master. At this time, we'd like to invite John Manowski up, and John will read for us the Songs of Lament. John is from Calgary. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Perfect.
And it's the Songs of Lament for July 5th.
Songs of the Night for July 5th. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Psalms 121:4. Think for a moment of the memory that never fails, of the judgment that never errs, of the wisdom that plans for eternity without the possibility of failure. And at times, that plan with unerring precision for the ages to come, of the power and skill which can harness every opposing element, animate or inanimate, and make them all work together for the accomplishment of his grand designs, of the tireless vigilance that never ceases, nor seeks relief from the cares of universal dominion, whose eye never sleeps, whose ear is ever open, and who is ever cognizant of all the necessities and active in all the interests of his broad domains.
Thank you, John. We'd like to close our time together today by singing verses 3 and 4 of Stand Up for Jesus. We're going to ask you to sing as we sing verses 3 and 4. And at the conclusion of this, we'll have Brother Dave Christensen dismiss our day with prayer. So verses 3 and 4, please stand.
Kind and loving Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy most holy and righteous name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done in earth, even as it is done in heaven. Gracious Father, we come before you this evening with thankful and happy hearts. We're so thankful that this time has been set aside that we might meet with those of like precious faith and learn more of thee and sing songs of praise together to you and for you and about you and as well as your dear Son. We ask that you would continue with us now the remainder of the evening as we fellowship with one another. May the things that we say now be uplifting to each other, and that we might build each other up in the most holy faith. Continue with us through the evening, that we might be well rested, that we might learn other lessons that you would have in store for us on the morrow. We do now leave ourselves in thy care and in thy keeping, and we ask it all in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.